A China double feature. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Republicans hold two hearings today, one this morning, another this evening, into the threats China poses to the U.S., from Taiwan to cybersecurity to COVID.
The overwhelming weight of the evidence for over 2 years now has been that this virus escaped from a Chinese government lab.
GOP Senator Ted Cruz. The Energy Department also says that's likely, but spokesman for the National Security Council, John Kirby's not so sure.
There is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started.
The Supreme Court hears challenges today to President Biden's blocked plan to wipe out some student loan debt for millions of Americans.
Biden relied on the pandemic to justify expanding the education loan forgiveness program, arguing the financial pain of the pandemic will last for years. The second case deals with individual student borrowers who say they are unfairly excluded from the full scope of the federal forgiveness program.
That's Fox's David Spunt. Yet another arrest more than 2 years after the Capitol riot. A Florida man, Jesse Rumsen, who wore a panda bear costume over his head.
And it's earned him the moniker Sedition Panda. Agents say they identified Rumsen via surveillance video when he removed the panda head and looked at the camera. The video also shows the panda man walking up the steps of the Capitol and inside the building, carrying a flag and a camo backpack. Agents say at one point, Rumsen grabs an officer's face shield and forces the officer's head back.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. The polls opening now in Chicago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot facing stiff challenges from several candidates, including Paul Vallis. Others in the race include
U.S. Rep. Jesus Chuy Garcia, Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson, and Lightfoot, who's been slammed by candidates and voters alike for blaming her dwindling re-election prospects on race and gender instead of the city's crime crisis.
Fox's Jeff Manasseh. The top two vote-getters face off on a mayoral runoff in April. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The head of the EPA goes back to East Palestine, Ohio, today, scene of the toxic train derailment. Republican Senator J.D. Vance tells Fox.
When I talk to folks on the ground, they're terrified that they're not going to be able to have confidence that East Palestine is safe for themselves, their children, and their
grandchildren. Some residents and Republicans say President Biden should go to East Palestine. Instead, today, he will go to
Virginia Beach to discuss affordable health care. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will use the trip to highlight how congressional Republicans would raise health care costs. Some Republicans have called for repealing Democrats' 2022 climate change and health care bill, known as the Inflation Reduction Act, which capped insulin costs at $35 a month for seniors on Medicare and also brought about measures meant to bring drug prices down. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly the day after gains. It's baseball season already. Spring training games underway in Arizona and Florida. And the players are happy about this.
The average MLB salary rose almost 15% last year to $4.22 million, according to final calculations by the league's Players Association. That's the largest percentage increase since 2000 and reverses a four-year trend of declining salaries. And when the numbers are calculated for the 2023 season, we're likely to see another big increase. This offseason, teams across the league spent big for free agents, with several players getting massive deals. The biggest spender, the Mets, who have a projected payroll for this coming season of around $370 million. That would shatter the record for highest payroll in MLB history. I'm Eric Messersmith. Fox News.
In the NBA, the New York Knicks won their sixth straight game, beating Boston 109-94, knocking the Celtics out of first place in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee is now on top. The Bucks have won 14 in a row. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.